Today, I'm learning about podcasts and how to increase my audience, and I'm at a point now where I've been podcasting for a little bit, and I have to decide if I'm going to move forward, step back, or what I'm going to do. So first thing I did was I dropped my name in the search. Hi, I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm all about living simple, having fun, and creating more. And if you're into that kind of thing, this is the podcast for you. I recently got rid of, not recently, 2016, ditched 95% of my stuff. And everything that I've done since then has been really wonderful. It's not even a good enough word for it, but decluttering and getting rid of physical stuff has increased my time and space to create. It hasn't changed me creativity. I'm still the same creative person. However, I now have more time and space to do things. So I'm not tripping over my lights. For those of you who don't know, I shoot video, youtube.com/thehappywhisk, youtube.com, Ivy's Test Kitchen. This podcast, even though it has a food title, isn't really so much about food, but it is about creating. And speaking of creating and sharing podcasts, I'm now at a point where I've been doing this for a little while, and I'm going to decide, am I going to move forward? Or am I going to cut back a little bit on the podcast and focus my attention more to video and to the new writing things that Tim and I are going to work on? Husband is Gothridge Manor, and he has a podcast as well listed as Gothridge Manor. So gamers, go check him out. Now today, I'm at the computer. I got both screens up in front of me, and I've got the iPod in my hand. And I put in my The Happy Whisk on iTunes podcast, and what it comes up is season one, February 21st. I don't even know I had a season, but you know, this is stuff that I don't know. I don't know how different platforms work. And when I put my name in the search, I put The Happy Whisk Podcast, I saw things come up that I'd not seen before. I've never seen Podtail, and I've never seen a few of the other ones. And some of them have, they have little words there. Do you own this podcast? Claim this podcast. Is this podcast yours? Sign in here if you own this podcast to make adjustments to this page. And I haven't done that. I really haven't done much to grow my podcast. And that's a shame because I really, 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 I can't say really enough, but I enjoy it. I love podcasting and communicating and writing and sharing how I do things and what I go through. And I think this is a wonderful platform for that. But my audience is very small. So now I'm at the point where I'm ready to either grow my audience or say, hey, I got to get back into video and do more of that. Because really, I only have enough attention on a day to do so many things. And there is that saying, you know, be good at really good at one thing or at a bunch of other things. I'm always going to do more than one thing. But each day I try to come into it as, this is what I'm working on today. This is the thing that I'm crafting today, and put all of myself into that rather than, I'm not a multitasker. I'm just not. I'm just not one of those people that does 17 things at one time. Yeah, okay, I'll do a podcast and there'll be laundry going and an Instapot going. But as far as actual sitting down to create, well, I'm just doing the podcast. The laundry is taking care of itself and the Instapot is doing the work. So in that sense, I will do more than one thing, but you won't see me doing a podcast sitting here and at the same time, my mind is racing about the next video and I'm, you know, kind of here and kind of not there. That doesn't work for me. However, this isn't really about that. This is about different pages. And I don't know how many of you have gone on to different pages and seen your podcast and what that page looks like, or if you've done anything about it to make those pages custom, I'm curious to know. I'm here on the iPod right now, and if I didn't know me, I would think February 21st was the last podcast The Happy Whisk put out. Function Over Form, Valentine's Day Unboxing, Goodbye Scary Monster, I'm Uncomfortable, Things I Suck At. I don't know that I would click that. I don't know that I would click any of these things, and I try to look at this stuff from consumer point of view because I'm a consumer as well. Like when I'm on Instagram, I'm really enjoying it as a consumer, but when I'm a creator, I'm thinking of it differently and writing up captions differently. So that's something there. It's interesting. Now they got my little whisk girl. That's cool. I've changed my category. They had me in food, and I don't really find that that's accurate for my podcast because I'm not really talking about baking. You know, those of you that know me privately, you know there's something cooking in the background, and you know I do videos. But this podcast really, really, really isn't specifically about food like some of them are. So I took myself out of there and I put myself in personal journals. And then I found they took me out of personal journals, which I thought fit. I thought personal journals kind of fits. They took me out of that and put me in society and culture. And I didn't really like that. So I took myself out of that. I went to a couple minimalist podcasts and I looked to see what they were under iTunes. And they listed themselves under health. And I thought, okay, maybe. I mean, it's not physical health, but in a way, it is some form of health because I am all about decluttering and living simple and having fun. And in doing that, it allows me to create so much more every single day. And maybe that does fall under health because I mentally feel very good and I feel the weight of clutter is, you know, gone. So that's a fantastic thing. So I don't know what's going to happen with this podcast. It's kind of interesting because the Happy Whisk, even though I've been the Happy Whisk for 10 years and I love my little whisk girl, it's my favorite of all my stick figures that I've drawn. In fact, when I drew her, for those of you who don't know, there's a head-to-toe version of her and she's got these like little feet and this whisk and the apron that reminds me of my grandmother. There's a little nostalgia. She'll always pop up in my stuff. And when I drew that, I was like, that's it. That's my logo. But now that I'm podcasting more and I'm changing as a podcaster and I'm growing, I'm not necessarily sure that the Happy Whisk is the right title for this this podcast. So, like I said, I'm at the point right now where I'm figuring out where I want to go. I like the schedule. I like the 4 o'clock. One thing I will say that's worked out really well is that since I went off the 44 days of podcasting that some of you know I've done, I went to a 4-day podcast work week. And the thing about that, and it releases at 4 p.m. currently, as of this podcast, it does. And I'm noticing more people are listening at the release of my podcast time or around thereof. And that is wonderful. I never had that before I started to be consistent with my time slots. And now I'm in my third week of a consistent time slot and I'm seeing the benefit of that. But I am a very small channel and I do want to grow. And then I also have to do the video and the writing and the other things that I'm working on. So yeah, that's where I am right now. And all honestly, I'm not sure how many days I'm going to podcast. I'm not sure if I'm just going to keep the Happy Whisk and then, you know, move on to a different podcast or just change the title of this one. I'm not sure. But right now I'm going around the different sites and kind of looking at them and looking how I'm represented. Like I said, if I saw this and then as someone like me who is a creative and decluttered simple living, I might click function over form. I wouldn't click Valentine's Day unboxing. I would not click that one. Goodbye, scary monster. You know what? I got a thing for monsters, so I probably would click that if I wasn't me. I'm uncomfortable. That one got a ton of hits, that one. That one got a lot of hits. So I guess it stays. I'm not sure if I would click it myself. Things I suck at, that's fun. I'd click that one. But just looking over my titles as a consumer and just trying to see things outside of myself and where I want to take this podcast is kind of interesting. Friday, now with more Vitamix. Well, I like Vitamix, so I would click that. If I wasn't a Vitamix person, no. Fred Flintstone, consistency on uploads. I did that December 3rd, 2018. Holy smokes, people. I think I've been protecting my creativity. Yeah, I click that one. I've been doing this. I think we'll come up into a year. This autumn will be a year of this. And it's interesting to me to start something. And when people aren't sure what they should talk about or what they should do with a podcast, my thing is always just to start. And some other people will say, oh, you have to stick to one subject. Oh, you have to. And I think more importantly, starting out a podcast is about whatever you want to do. Getting out there and deciding what sounds good and what I want to talk about personally, because I can only really speak for me, but I hope to encourage anyone else who is thinking about doing a podcast or stuck in their podcast or not sure if they want to change it. You know, there's this thing, I believe it's Gordon Ramsay, when he would do, I want to get the show name of the show right, Kitchen Nightmares, I think it was. And he would change everything about their current menu and about their current restaurant. And some of the people would say, the owners would be upset because it would take away the little customers that they have now. And that can be a scary place to be. I understand that. But there's like this window of change where an opportunity can come up and we can change, or I can change. And I often take that. Like with my second YouTube video, my YouTube channel, I have one YouTube channel that's got over 100 videos, and it had a steady audience for while I was doing actual video. Podcasts on there didn't go over as well. A few people enjoyed them, but it really was a food channel, so I get that. If I'm watching someone's channel and all of a sudden they're doing Care Bears instead of baking, I'm not interested in Care Bears, so I get that. But then I decided to start a new food channel. And a lot of people were like, ooh, I don't know that I'd want to start all the way over. You know, I guess I am starting over in a way, but in a way I'm not, because I have this experience behind me of posting over here on videos and MeWe vlogs and Instagram vlogs that are coming, and I've done blogger vlogs in the past. So yes, new channel, but that excites me to go in a direction that I want to go in. I don't ever use, well, what if these people don't want to follow me when I move over here? The thing is, if I stay just for the people and that's it, I'm not going to be happy. And if I'm not going to be happy, I won't create content that is enjoyable or filled with passion and fun and goofiness and loud monster noises. And so it's going to die anyway. But if I allow myself to change and allow myself to go down that hallway and go to a new place and go to this new channel and more focused on whole foods and experiments like I do in real life, then I afford myself the opportunity to shine and to grow and to keep building, regardless if everyone doesn't want to come with me. That's okay. Now, flip that coin over, it's still important to have an audience. And my podcasting needs an audience. It needs a bigger audience. So I'm going to take the next few days or so, or however long it takes. That's Wiki. Welcome to a homemade podcast. This is not a studio. This is in our home. You will often hear dogs, Instapots, and various kitchen noises going on in the back. That's going to happen. But yeah, I'll take the next few days and kind of decide what I want to do here. Do I want to change my name? I really want to talk more about, I hate to say the word minimalism, but I guess that is the word that is out there. I just don't really enjoy it. I don't know. Because I guess because I don't know if I am a minimalist or not. I don't really, it says like, you know, you think about someone, if I thought about someone who got rid of 95% of her stuff, and I would think that person might be a minimalist, maybe, depending. I think what bugs me are when I hear terms like vegan or minimalist or zero waste, it's the extremists, I think, that probably get on my nerves more than anything. And it's the rudeness within their extremeness. I don't mind if someone's an extreme, you know, going a million miles an hour, really into what they're doing. It's that rudeness that I don't like to attach myself to, but that's not really up for me to say, I guess, in a way, because you got to categorize somewhere so that I get an audience started. All right. I think I've been rambling for quite a while. Let me look at the clock. Hoo-hoo-hoo. That's a long podcast. Wiggy agrees. I'm Ivy the Happy West. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you guys right next time right here, either on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, Google Cast, any of the places that there is a podcast. I should be there. And if I'm not there, well, I guess I'm going to decide if I'm going to head there or not. I'll let you know in the future days to come. In the meantime, this concludes my broadcast week of 4 days, and I'll let you know if I'm going to decide to kick it down by 2 days or keep the 4 days for a little while longer. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I am out.